Explorer Penjado's three-member team will pull a sled-mounted radar device 2,000 kilometers across the Arctic. The device measures ice density every 8 centimeters and will produce millions of readings. They leave in February and will face temperatures of minus 50 degrees Celsius on the journey that will take up to 120 days. They've been testing their gear in Britain and Canada.
For the first time, we'll be able to transmit video images, webcam footage of the expedition as it unfolds, so people can track us. And the whole idea is to engage as many people as we can in what we're doing.
New fallen snow on top of the ice makes ground-based measurements more accurate than satellite data.
Well, we spent the last 2 years developing an impulse radar, which normally is about 100 kilos and suspended underneath aircraft and so on. We've managed to get it down to just 4 kilos in weight. It's the size of a briefcase, and we are literally dragging it behind the sledge as we go.
Explorer Anne Daniels, who is a member of the expedition.
We will have to cover 15 to 20 kilometres a day, and it will be my job to navigate us through the myriads of pressure ridges, open water, thin ice, and actually find a path of least resistance through this really, really difficult terrain.
The ice cap shrank enough in 2007 that a pathway through the cap known as the Northwest Passage opened up during the melting of the Arctic summer. Cambridge University's João Rodrigues.
The thickness of the ice cap will determine how much solar radiation will be reflected, and it will determine also the heat exchanges between the ocean and the atmosphere, and it's thus a vital component of the climatic models.
If warming trends continue, some experts predict the Arctic Ocean could be ice-free during the summer within a few decades. Paul Sisko, VOA News.